following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Fausto Fluker with Refuge Daily. Today, I would like to give you a word of encouragement with all things that are happening today. There is no better place but to be in the refuge of our heart with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our ever-present help in time of need. You see, as we hear all that is happening, we need to ask ourselves the question, where is our foundation? Where is our foundation? Because the Bible says in Psalms 11, verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I believe that more than ever, we had to really check our foundation. When I first accepted the Lord in the 70s from the Jesus movement, one of the things that were ingrained in me was the foundations of a Christian faith, the Word of God, prayer, fellowship, and witness. And I believe that that is something that we all need to ask ourselves the question, how is my relationship with the Lord in light of His Word? How much Bible intake do I participate with on a daily basis? How much do I read the Bible? How much do I know about the Scriptures? How much do I apply the Scriptures? How much do I memorize and meditate and study the Scriptures? Very, very important. Secondly, the foundation of prayer. Prayer is not only what we use in order to make God pretend that He can do what we ask Him to do, but it's rather to be in tune with Him, to be in connection with the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. So when we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, that means according to His will, that means according to His purpose, we ask, because we ask in the Spirit, according to the will of the Spirit. So we pray and we say, Lord, according to Your will, let Your will be done. And Father, we pray that You will fill us with Your Holy Spirit so we may walk in this Spirit, so that we may not fulfill the lust of our flesh. So the Word of God, prayer, is really not dictating to God what we want and what we need, but it's rather having fellowship with Him, hearing His voice, having a conversation with God, listening to Him, tuning in to the voice of the Spirit. I heard someone use the illustration, when you go to a restaurant and you sit on the table and the waiter comes in and gives you a menu and you order from the menu and you give details with instructions as to I want this and I want that and I want it like this and I want it like that. And then when they come, when the waiter brings the food, then you observe and you kind of ask, say, well, this is not warm enough, or I didn't ask for potatoes. I wanted this other item. And many times we treat God like if He was our waiter. Instead of being invited to His table and sitting on His table right across from Him, hearing Him, fellowshipping with Him, getting to understand more His heart so that we can walk in that unison of the Spirit. That's prayer. I invite you to experience a life of prayer, fellowship with the Lord. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand, gladness forevermore. Also, fellowship. Fellowship with one another. The koinonia, the breaking of bread, the getting to know each other. I remember long time ago also, we went to a retreat. And in that retreat, we were spending 2 hours a day to know Him and to know one another. It was time alone with God, but then time alone with one another, where we can talk and converse and get to know each other, to really know the true you, and to people to find out who really I am. Because we pretend, we try to put a facade, we want people to get the best impression of us, but when we become ourselves, we become genuine, then we realize the fact that, yes, God is whom He will. God is the one we can impress, and yet we ask Him to be with us and bless us. Why? Because he loves us and he cares for us. I invite you to have fellowship with one another. It's beautiful there at Refuge Family, how we get to have fellowship before, during, and after each of our services and throughout the week through the many activities. Wonderful to know that we do have a Spanish ministry, Refugio, that we also do the Spanish outreach of Resonance, in Espanol, Resonancia. Wonderful to know that we also have a ministry in Vietnamese, in Pastor Tree. What a blessing every time we get a chance. I wish there was more times I can sit down with him and talk and pray and lift each other up and to lift up our families, our wives, our children, our grandchildren. That's fellowship. And I believe we need to continue to pursue that because those are the foundations of our Christian faith. The Word of God, prayer, fellowship, and then witness. The witness of our faith. To tell people why you believe and how is it that your faith is demonstrated in your lifestyle. People need to know that you are a Christian, but not by your words, but your lifestyle. The way how you conduct yourself, your behavior, your reaction, and everything that you say and you do should match. So please let us remember Psalms 11 verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So let us build on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he's almighty. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He loves us so much. He cares for us. He says to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Lift up one another in prayer. There's so many people that are going through struggles, are going through a season of fear and also turmoil, whirlwinds that are rising up, hitting us from right to left and north to south. But you know what? We can stand firm in the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our rock and Jesus is our fortress and he is our refuge. He is our ever-present help in time of need. May the Lord bless you. I am Pastor Fausto Flueker with Refuge Daily in English and also in Espanol. I love you. Dios te bendiga. God bless you. Les amo en el amor de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. See you at church. See you at Refuge. Bless you. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life